American Typewriter is a font one can choose from the huge selection available. It creates a mood of reportage from the front line for some reason. Perhaps it was from the typewriters of foreign correspondents in faraway places. Who knows? I choose it sometimes for those reasons. Armstrong was a mill town and it was all I knew. The slag burners were going all the time. Our furnace burned sawdust and the sweet stuff would be poured in every month down a chute into the basement. Armstrong was on CBC and in the news as west of Okanagan Lake was on fire this week. Lytton burned to the ground last month. Midland, with its modifying influences from Georgian Bay, can be wreathed in fog, wet or dry, and with gorgeous sunlight. We are very fortunate. The Spallumchene Valley is the northern tip of the Great American Desert, and it seems it is getting hotter and drier in the summers. Fires burn all over BC in fire season, but this year the effects are more pronounced. Every year, however, the place cools and in winter, some of the best skiing is to be had. Fires plagued the local lumber mills in Midland circa 1914 and losses were huge. Not a lot of forest fires today as most of the forest cover is gone. The 19th century was an era of logging and mills. The timber and natural setting was seen as a resource without limit. The salmon and pike families likely felt differently, but are silent on the matter. The last oak on our property, destroyed by lightning, no longer shades the eastern-facing roof and the AC is on constantly. My vast holdings in utilities, energy, water and fossil fuels comforts me at night as I think of deserts. I wonder if Musk or Grimes, and her robot dog, can build me a tree, I think. I fall into a fitful slumber and hear the fan turning at high speed. Renee Hackstetter, Spallumchene, BC, August 28, 2021.